Zomer afuna chavor rechaim loikishtayim mishum rechaim mishum kinefesh uchayvu. Yer rechaim v'rochav. You take, let's say, rechaim, the bottom and the top part, and you know loikisholish mishum rechaim v'rochav or mishum kinefesh uchayvu. You're over like two laven, three laven. Because he's always adding on, what it says in this pasuk, each one is like a lav by itself. That's as far as Rahuna. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Chovo Rechayim Loike Achas. Verochav Loike Achas. Rechayim Verochav Loike Shtayim. You don't know, if you take away the Rechayim, the bottom part, you only get one Malkus. You take away the top part, you only get one Malkus. Rechayim Verochav Loike Shtayim. Here he agrees though. If you take away both the top and the bottom, you should know then Lamaisi you get two Malkus in. But never three. Now, kinefesh uchayvel, what does the pasuk mean, kinefesh uchayvel? I'll tell you it means, lishad dvar mudiyata. That's coming for something else. It's not like another lav over here. That's called lishad dvar mudiyata. So Rashi says, lishad dvarim, for lav liyaisufe lav arechayim baruchiv. It's not like coming back to the beginning of the pasuk to say there's another lav if you take the millstone. Dorechayim baruchiv sibaresha. It says that already. There's a lav not to take away the millstone from this person. The Yitzruch, ki nefesh, what does the pasuk end off and say? It says, ki nefesh uchayvul, what do I need it for? The Yitzruch, ki nefesh, l'rabo shar kelim shlecha nefesh. That not only the millstone, but even other kelim, can't take away his dishes, spoons, he can't take away kelim he needs teeth with, that's his love to take away. That's the machlekes here. When you take away rechayim the millstone, is there two loves? The end pasuk, ki nefesh uchayvul, that's like another extra love. Back to the first part of the pasuk? Or no, it's like two separate laws. Layafa Rechaim is saying one thing, don't take away his millstone. For that there's a law. Ki nefesh uchayvul is true explaining it, but by explaining it, it means to be ma'aseh of other things. Can't take away any other kelim that he needs to live on. But if you take away any one keli, you're only over one law. You're never over more than one law for each keli. Salomar says, Lema, let's say, Abaye v'rovo beplukta the Rav Huna of Yehuda kemiflugi. I'll bring you down another machlekes Abaye v'rovo, and the Chorutz Mashma is telling the same machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Yomar Rova says, Ochal no lekishtayim by Korban Pesach. If you eat the Korban Pesach no raw, so the pasuk says it's a lav. So we'll soon see. So Rova says you get two times, you get two malchus in. Mishum no, because it's raw, it's not completely roasted. Or mishum, I think means it's not complete. It's half done, like it's not completely raw either. I mean, it's like half done, it's not well done. Or mishum kiyim tsliyesh. The Torah also says you have to only eat it roasted. So if you don't have a well done, that's not called tsliyesh. So you over mishum no, or mishum kiyim tsliyesh. So Rav says you get two malchus in. Mevushum. Let's say you eat the Korban Pesach when it's cooked. Like Ishtayin, you should know, then you get two times Malkus. And also, Mishum Mavushum. First of all, there's a law of not to eat the Korban Pesach when it's cooked. Or Mishum Kiyim Sliyesh. Also, because of the Pasuk, how are you supposed to eat it? Kiyim Sliyesh.
The Pasuk is this. Al Teuch Lemimenu No. Don't eat the Korban Pesach when it's not well done. Or Boshum Mavushum Bamoyim. And don't eat it when it's cooked in water either. Kiyim Sliyesh, right? Only when it's roasted. Roasted means right. Well done. Roasted. Roishoy Akrov Yakirboy. Suppose it starts with saying what? Don't eat it when it's no or boshim avusho. Kiyim Sliyesh. That's the Chiddush they're saying. That if you eat it no, you're over like two lavs. One because you're eating it no, and also because it's not called Kiyim Sliyesh. Now they're learning again, it's like two separate lavs. Lachur, that's like Rav Huna before. Now the Pasuk says, it's like another lav. That's what the Dashan also. The Pasuk says, Kiyim Sliyesh, that's like another lav. There's one lav eating it raw, or eating it cooked, and the second lav, you didn't eat it roasted. That's the way Rav says. What about No Umavusho? Let's say you cooked it, and it was not completely cooked, it was like only half cooked, so then Leika Sholish? You're over three lavs. Mishum no. First of all, it's no, it's not completely done. Or mishum avushu. The mites of this meat is cooked. Or mishum lo seichlo. Kiyim sliyesh. You're also over there, Vero. It's not called sliyesh. That's the way Rava learns. So now we've had the machlokes before.
Abaye says, "Ain loikin a lav shebeklolus." No, you don't get a lav on lav shebeklolus. In other words, no and boshim of ushol is like a lav shebeklolus. So Rashi learns a lav shebeklolus. Mishumla, Rashi learns goes in the second lav. Mishumla toichlo kiim sliyesh. The kail no umavushol goes on both no and mavushol. V'ain loikin elo al no mavushol shem of roshim. That's where Rashi learns shan abaye. That in loikin a lav shebeklolus means the end of the pasuk of kiim sliyesh. For that you do not receive malchus. You only receive malchus either for the no or else for the mavushol. But kiim sliyesh, that's like going back to both of them as a kailol. For that you don't receive malchus. This is a machlokes abaye v'rova. The more says the chura leimer abaye the yomek Reb Yehuda. Abaye the chura goes like Reb Yehuda. That Yehuda before said when you take a mashkin or rechayim you're only over one lav, not the second lav of kinefesh uchayvul. For Rav, the Yomek Rav Huna. But Rav here that says no, you over two or three malchus in, that's the same sword that Rav Huna said before. When the pasuk says well, you shouldn't take a rechayim, and then it says kinefesh uchayvul, it's like two separate lavim. So the Chur Rav is saying like Rav Huna. Someone says no. Oh,